On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
First and goal. Another guy gets it and walks in. Touchdown, Chicago.
This sixth-round pick, Manunga, has added a lot to this offense. Here it is again, a simple little open up to the left, counter play, nobody there, nobody really wants to make contact at that point. When they know he's coming with that full head of steam, no way they're going to stop him there at the half-yard line. Impressive drive by the Bears.
Little play action, pressure coming. McCarthy steps up, throws, and it's intercepted by Byard. Kevin Byard with some room to roll, gets a couple blocks inside the 30. The fifth interception, the league leader for Kevin Byard. McCarthy going deep. Four and all. Enzo intercepted. Nashawn Wright, who had a pick six against McCarthy in week one, with a terrific pick.
Ray Renford all in one play. And from up here, it looked like a decent throw, but the length and the size of Nashawn Wright going up over Addison just covers him up so easily. What a high point.
Wow.
You don't see that from defensive backs much, going up over the top and making those plays. McCarthy wasn't expecting it. Frustrating to move all the way down into scoring range and then giving it up.
It's a field goal try from 54 yards out from Santos. And this kick is up and it is good. So Santos good from 54. That's his season long. Bears extend, make it a 10-point lead, 13-3. Blitz coming. McCarthy sees it, throws, calls for a first down. Addison hangs on, and the Vikings stay alive.
Yeah, just nothing special. Just drives off, man coverage, and McCloud not tight enough on the coverage there at the sticks.
Here's McCarthy. Here's Devin Duvernay. Looks for a block. Oh, big room! Duvernay, look at this! Across the 50, and a huge return for Devin Duvernay! The all-pro returner delivers in the clutch moment. 57-yard return.
Catches the ball all the way to the left side of the field. Nothing slows him down. They get walled, and the safety gets kind of kicked out. Wilson does a great job pursuing him, but Duvernay, as he's done for so long, finds the space, never stutters his feet, and then the kicking game, frustrating when you're on the opposite side of it, as you saw for KOC. Huge, huge play.
The Bears are basically 5 yards away from a field goal kick. Cairo Santos' season long is from 54 yards, which he hit today. How about these Bears? Trying to win the third consecutive game with a last-minute comeback win. Now it's on the foot, Cairo Santos, to win it or lose it. Santos puts it up, and it is good! The comeback kid, Chicago!
It's good to relive. How about that? We are 10 days away from Thanksgiving. And yes, the Bears are atop the NFC North, winners of seven of their last eight, 7-3 on the season, and marching towards a chance to get inside the playoffs. Hi there, everybody. Judson Richards with you on a Monday morning. Great to be with you. A victory Monday will get you set with what you can expect throughout the day on 6-7 The Score. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank, and great clips as the Bears knock off the Vikings 19-17 yesterday. Again, 7-3 on the season after the Lions lose to the Eagles. The Bears stand atop the NFC North. I also want to remind you, a big matchup tonight. What a matchup it was last night. Double overtime. The Bulls lose to the Utah Jazz. The Bulls, they're going to have to rest up quickly and get back to work. Tonight, the Bulls take on the Nuggets in Denver. Our pregame coverage begins at 7:45. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Helly Forklifts. The Denver Nuggets, winners of seven in a row, as the Bulls travel to the Mile High City looking to turn the page on a tough overtime loss last night. Let's get you set for what's coming up on The Score today. Moley and Haw will be sitting in these seats just about an hour and a half from now. Dustin Rhodes will take over with the pregame show beginning at 5 o'clock. But Olin Kreutz, a chance to watch the film. And Olin will get with the guys at 7 o'clock. He'll join Moley and Haw. Then it's Chicago Tribune's Brad Biggs at 8 o'clock. Clay Harbor at 9 o'clock. Raheem Harris and Grody take over midday. Anthony Herron will join them at 11 o'clock. Dan Wiederer at 1. Then Spiegel and Holmes in the afternoon. Always look forward to the Hall of Famer Kurt Warner at 3 p.m. today. And then Adam Hogue at 5:25. If you want to jump in of what you saw yesterday from the Bears, and more importantly, what you've seen this season from the 73 Bears, do so. 312-644-6767. We've been talking about, have you had to recalibrate your expectations for this Bears team? Meaning, if you thought they were going to be an 8-win team, 9-win team, well, do you now expect them to get to the playoffs? Do you now expect them to win a playoff game? Also, contenders or pretenders? Patrick Manley said in the postgame show on The Score, and he still doesn't consider the Bears a good team. If you've watched these games and you've seen how they, you could say that they've struggled to beat, teams that do not have good records. Take the Giants, for example, or, the Raiders or the Bengals. But for me, when you've won 7 of 10, when you've won 7 of the last 8, and by the way, the league is filled with teams who are just a couple games over 500, at 500, under 500, I think it would be hard for me not to consider this a good Bears team. Maybe most importantly, if we were to take a 30,000-foot view, it would be really, really hard to not be so impressed of what first-year and really first-time head coach Ben Johnson has been able to do for the Bears. As we like to do on a Victory Monday, we thought, let's dive in the locker room. Here's Ben Johnson addressing his team after the Bears win.
Hell yeah!
Man, here's what I'll tell you is 7-3, mm-hmm. All right? First division win, all right? And, man, how similar was that to the first game we played against those guys? Okay? Where you get the lead, and then it gets a little bit sideways in there, and we learn from that, and it took all three phases there at the end, mm-hmm. all three phases at the end for us to win, all right? Man, we have got so much to tighten up. I can't wait to watch this tape with you guys, but it's going to be after a Victory Monday.
Yes, sir! Yeah!
All right, I get three game balls. Number one is this, man, we don't get that field goal, if not for Duvernay!
Man, all that mattered was getting that next one, and I was just, happy I could help you guys out.
Yes, sir.
And now all that matters is the next one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good, man. You talked about clutch when we needed it most, man. Mm-hmm. Let me get a little Cairo action.
I love where our team is at right now, man. Like, it's not always pretty. I made a mistake, and I don't want to put our team in that situation again. but we all trust each other and have faith that we're all going to come clutch at the end. Duve, Caleb, everybody that put us in that situation, Scott, Tori, HT, hype me up there.
Good, better, best!
Good, better, best!
Never let it rest!
Never let it rest!
Good, get better!
Good, get better!
Good, better, get better!
Good, better, get better!
Bears on three, 1, 2, 3, Bears!
All right, always a great way to start your Monday. We've done a lot of that over the last number of weeks, and the Bears have won 7 of their last 8. So the game balls, Cairo Santos, Devin Duvernay, and then the other went to Kevin Warren. We did cut that out because Kevin hasn't gotten a stadium built yet, but maybe when he does that, we'll give him a game ball, and perhaps that stadium will look exactly like the one in Minnesota. He was the president of the Minnesota Vikings. I think he's... But had the same people that did that stadium drop with the one they won here. It is a gorgeous stadium, and we'll see if he can get it built right there in Arlington Heights. But right now, we'll stick with the game. There are a lot of areas that we could go. This was an odd game. Like, I was, you know, just looking over the box score, it's like the Bears had the ball for 37 minutes, and they only came away with 19 points. Or Durham Smythe had as many targets as the Bears' most expensive offensive player in DJ Moore, or why was Tyson Bagent out there for like the same decoy play a couple of times? You wonder what was going on, but I'm going to choose to back up from that 30,000-foot view and look at what Ben Johnson has done. From the head coach standpoint, the two jobs that the man has, head coach and then the offensive coordinator and the play caller for the Bears. First, from a play caller standpoint. Last year, the Bears, points per game, 28th in the NFL. They're now fourth. Last year, yards per game offensively, they were 32nd. This year, they are fourth. Last year, running the ball, yards per game, they were 25th in the NFL. They are second. So they are a top five offense in a blink of an eye, or at least in 10 games. And as we know, if you watched it, they've still got a long ways to go. But that's a good place to start at. That's a good place to start from, as being fifth in the league, or at least top five in a lot of important categories. And then the other place that they have flipped the script immediately, the most important place, the win-loss category. A team that has averaged 5 wins over the last 3 years and could not sniff a W in division is now 7-3 and all alone in the top of the division. Like, we can, you know, we can dissect red zone struggles. We can dissect Caleb Williams' inability to have a better completion percentage. I think it's at 60.8%. But if you want to feel really, really good about one thing today, feel good about the head coach. Feel good about how really the first thing Ben Johnson did was maybe his smartest thing, and that is amass a really great coaching staff. From Dennis Allen to Antoine Randall-El to Al Harris to Eric Bieniemy. Like, he has surrounded himself with really, really smart people, and it wasn't beautiful yesterday. You know what it was? It was competent. Like, when they scored as quickly as they did, the Vikings, I looked at the bottom of my television screen, and guess what? The Bears still had 3 timeouts. Like, even if Devin Duvernay did not give them a 50-plus yard return to kind of just set them up for a field goal, like, Caleb didn't have to throw a single pass, and now he has 5 game-winning drives in a season. I think that's best all time for the Chicago Bears. Like, I still felt like they were going to get in field goal range, even in Cairo Santos' range. And that is competency. And that's why the Bears are heading in the right direction. And if you're going to head in the right direction, why not do it from first place? Like, why not do it at a chance to get to the playoffs and actually play your best football in December, because you have a chance to get Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon, and TJ Edwards back defensively. And that means a lot. Olin Krutz in the postgame show. Bears are 7-3.
Olin, you called it again. I mean, what the hell is going on?
No. Listen, the Chicago Bears, I think Duvernay stole Caleb's thunder, man. Caleb's the finisher, not Duvernay. Coach Hightower, I've talked about him. awesome, Pat, like, you know, for a special teams unit to get a return like that in a critical point in a game like that. And these Chicago Bears, guys, finding ways to win, all kind of ways to win football games. And at the end of the game, the defense that had been so good for so long throughout this game, really stifling the Vikings offense, and J.J. McCarthy gives up that touchdown. And you're thinking, well, Caleb's got another chance to put this away. And then Duvernay just takes off, man, and puts them basically in field goal range. And they get a good last run. But listen, Pat, you just said it. Win football games. Win football games. Mully said it. You're 7-3. You're 7-3 here in November, and you're just winning football games, and you look like a team. And obviously there's a lot to talk about in how the offense looked and certain situations and not getting points off of takeaways. But they're winning football games, and that's really, at the end of the day, all that matters.
You know, what the Bears have done versus who they can be, like, this is the conversation that we're going to start having, because the Bears' schedule is about to get drastically more different than it's been the first half of the season. Now, we should tell you, Aaron Rodgers looks to have broken his left wrist, and it does sound like it will be Mason Rudolph on Sunday instead of Aaron Rodgers. The reports are that he will get more testing today, Aaron Rodgers, that is. But the way that the news read about him was, it wasn't if he'll be sidelined, it's how long will he be sidelined for. But you got the Steelers coming up on Sunday, and then their most difficult opponent to date will be the Philadelphia Eagles on Black Friday, as they will match up on, that's a prime game. So yeah, Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving. And then they've got the Packers. So things are just going to get drastically more different. So they are good. Can they beat good to great teams? That is still the biggest question mark. Because one thing that almost cost them Sunday, they did not have that finishing touch. They did not have the step on the throat. They did not have a killer instinct. Like, as Vikings fans sounded like they were turning on each other, or more like turning on their quarterback with boos raining down in the third quarter, that was the time to fully put a team away. Like, as Justin Jefferson, with all of that great diamonds he had, he looked like he wanted to rip that necklace off and throw that helmet into the second deck. They were looking to tap out because of frustration, and the Bears couldn't put him away. Here's Patrick Manley in post.
In reality, though, guys, this game shouldn't have come down to this. You know what I mean? I'm sure we'll break it down. There's points of emphasis. J.J. McCarthy had a terrible day. You can't just kick field goals all day and only have one touchdown. You've got to convert those into points. That's why Ben Johnson's here. Still too many drops. Still two illegal procedures. So is my coaching or critical eye, I want more out of this. I'm going to celebrate the win. I'm enjoying the win. My blood pressure still pumped up. I'm still pumped up. But there's things when they go in tomorrow, and then we'll talk about here as well, like I said again, that they need to be better at. This is a game they should have walked away with. They should have walked away with a 10-point-plus win. They were up early that way. They should have capitalized on it with the way J.J. McCarthy was playing. But they got the win at the end, and there is still room for improvement. And they are 7-3.
And that is where the room for improvement, whether they get there or not, may decide if they get to the playoffs and if they have any success in the playoffs, right? This is, as Ben Johnson continues to say, this is a team looking to play their best football in December. Why? Because they are still learning. They are still under new coaching staff, and they are an offense with a quarterback still trying to be in control. And we'll get to Caleb Williams coming up in just a little bit. But there's one thing that the NFL continues to show us week in and week out. As the saying goes, any given Sunday. The Bears have been much better than any given Sunday. Why? Because they've won 7 of their last 8. And you may say, well, they haven't beaten anybody. But if you look around, those teams that aren't anybody sometimes beat the teams that you think are somebody. Meaning, it's a pretty mediocre league across the board. You got two teams with 9 wins. There are two teams that are 9-2. The Patriots and the Broncos. From there on out, it's kind of like the conversation we'll have about the Bears is how good are they with how they played. That's happening all around the country of people talking about their teams. So what I'm saying is you got a chance really against anybody. Let's hear from a former Bear great Kyle Long on CBS Sports. He's feeling very, very good about this Bears team.
I think sky is the limit for this football team. And, you know, mostly people that disagree with me on the topic of the Chicago Bears say they haven't beat anybody. Well, I would invite them to take a look around the National Football League and identify some of the teams that you think are shoo-ins to win every week. And I can circle two or three games on their schedules where I said, well, they should have beat them. What happened to the Buffalo Bills against the Miami Dolphins? What happened to the Green Bay Packers against Cleveland Browns? What almost happened to the Green Bay Packers every damn week, it seems like, Adam? All I'm saying is any given Sunday, and this Bears team finds a way to be in there any given day with an opportunity to win.
You know, the best part about what's happening is when the Bears go back to work on Monday and watch the film, the coaches are getting to coach and teach through wins, right? And now they get a chance to dangle that carrot of what it would be like to get to the playoffs. And then if you get that opportunity, then you're heading towards not only resetting expectations, but you're getting great experience of what's happening in front of them. But 7-3, again, the come from behind wins, like, you know, you could look at the Giants game and say, well, how would you get ever trail them or need to come from behind there? And you could do the same today. Yesterday, I was watching that game. They should have never trailed for a second. Like, watching them lead for as long as they did and the inability to put them away, like, to actually have that thought where it's like, they're going to lose this game? Like, this can't be the game. But you tell me, as Bears fans, have we flipped the script where now it's like, well, of course they're going to win this game because they win more score games. They win late. But it absolutely is a different Bears team than you've watched over the last number of years. And that is a gift. That is an absolute gift in itself. Well, let's talk about Caleb Williams because we haven't gotten to him yet in the 4 o'clock hour. I saw something different from number 18 on Sunday. Did you see it? I'll tell you what I saw coming up next. Again, we'll hear from Caleb Williams as well. Had some interesting stuff to say about the Bears lacking that killer instinct. We'll cover it all coming up next. Judson Richards along with you on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The score.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
How about these Bears? Trying to win their third consecutive game with a last-minute comeback win. Now it's on the foot of Cairo Santos to win it or lose it. Santos puts it up, and it is good! The comeback kid, Chicago Bears, do it again!
Yeah, we get used to this on a Monday. After an 0-2 start to the season, the Bears have won 7 of their last 8 all alone and atop the division of the NFC North, 7-3 on the season. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Judson Richards along with you. We're taking your phone calls and your text, 312-644-6767. Have you recalibrated your expectations for this Bears team? Contenders or pretenders? And what do you think? What do you make of where Caleb Williams is? Are you convinced he's your franchise quarterback? We'll hear from Caleb in just a moment. A reminder, the Mollenhauer pregame show with Dustin Rhodes coming your way in just about 35 minutes. We'll let Dustin take over as we'll set it up for Mollenhauer. He'll be with you at 5:30. They will also get set for Olin Krutz joining them at 7 o'clock. Brad Biggs at 8. Clay Harbor coming your way at 9 o'clock. It was a frustrating game at times yesterday. It was frustrating for the offense. You only came away with 19 points. It was frustrating for Caleb Williams. We were able to see it. Interesting report from Fox. Here's Tom Rinaldi yesterday.
As we go downstairs to Tom.
Well, a different set of emotions, as you can imagine, over here on the Chicago sideline. Caleb Williams, when talking to him this week, he had said the biggest difference from a year ago to now is his body language, understanding that people are looking at him at all times and that they have to feed off his vibe and his energy. He has been consistently chirping on the sideline, trying to get guys going after that last scoring drive, still saying urgency, urgency to get these guys going.
You know, chirping is an interesting word for Tom Rinaldi, and Rinaldi is a wordsmith, so far be it from me to tell Tom Rinaldi the words to use, but, you know, chirping sounds like an annoyance. That's not what I saw from Caleb Williams, and, you know, there's been a lot made of Caleb Williams' body language last year. I would hope that I would see some bad body language on a 10-game losing skid, because I don't want a bunch of happy bodies when you're losing month in and month out. But what I saw from Caleb Williams on Sunday, which I hadn't seen a lot of, is I saw more leadership than I'm used to seeing. And leadership isn't always smiley and affable and positive. Like Tom Brady, who kind of always has, like, his smile kind of looks like it's surgically placed on his face. But the Tom Brady that I liked was the LFG guy who I saw scream at his own offensive coordinator one time because that's how competitive he was over the course of his career. And I don't remember us talking about Tom Brady's body language when he wasn't being nice to his offensive linemen or his wide receivers over the course of a game. But Caleb Williams last year, how can you lead when you're confused? I think at times is what I was seeing from Caleb. But yesterday, he looked more like a guy in charge. And that's what you want from your quarterback. Like, ultimately, Caleb Williams should be the Ben Johnson in the huddle. He needs to be the ones with the answers. He needs to be the ones that, if someone is out of place, to get them in the right position. There was a moment where Colson Loveland was motioning, and whether he was going to the wrong place or was in the wrong place, Caleb was on him. And there was a time on the sidelines yesterday where Caleb looked more pissed than I'm used to seeing from him. And I think it's because he has a much better understanding of what the offense needs to look like. And I think it's given him or put him in a much firmer place to be a leader, because that's ultimately what you need him to be. Greg Olsen, who I actually wish was on the call yesterday for Fox in the pregame show, discussed what Ben Johnson has done for Caleb Williams.
You saw him play last week. You had him a couple times this year. Is it as simple as pairing him up with Ben Johnson that's turned him around?
Well, it's certainly a big part of it. I mean, how often do we see these last couple of years, these young, talented quarterbacks get drafted at the top of the first round, and they walk into really dysfunctional situations, and then we all sit back and we make just blanket observations, and we say, okay, here's who these quarterbacks are, and then all of a sudden you find themselves operating in good situations with Ben Johnson, one of the elite play callers and elite messengers and just leader of the team, and all of a sudden he looks a lot more like the Caleb Williams that they took when they, you know, that they envisioned when they took him at the top of the first round. So we saw him against the Giants. Sorry, Michael, but like, that defensive front of the Giants, they just couldn't get him on the ground.
Now, I think we all know that the Bears and Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams have a ways to go for what they want it to look like. And Sunday did not look anywhere near. But I also think that Brian Flores and the Minnesota Vikings, I mean, they pressured, even for Brian Flores, they threw way more pressure at him than they're used to doing, or at least what their league average has been week in and week out. And so I thought that was one of the reasons why he was stifling. I think that there are also still a lot of drops that are happening. But Caleb, to me, we have a much better idea of the season that Caleb is happening if you're watching week in and week out instead of just going to Pro Football Reference. Because if you look at his completion percentage, if you look at how he stacks up against other quarterbacks, you don't really get an idea of the escalation that I think is coming of him improving. And then also, if you're looking at box scores, you don't see just the all-out athletic ability, from the speed to the arm strength to the clutch ability late in games. And I will tell you, his inability to avoid, or his ability to avoid sacks, keeps points coming up on the scoreboard. And one of the issues for J.J. McCarthy is he can't stay healthy. So he couldn't get work in last year, and he was hurt again this year. And Caleb's durability, toughness, the Houdini act, and the abilities that he has, it is playing out in front of us, where hopefully it arrives in December. It may be 2026, but from where I sit, I think that the Bears have got their guy. Kyle Long, if you're like, yeah, but he can't throw the deep ball, he's inaccurate on the deep ball, Kyle Long on CBS Sports framed it really interesting what he saw from even some of the misses.
You know what stands out to me the most in year two of Caleb Williams, year one of Ben Johnson, is the faith that I see from his head coach in his quarterback. And today it was evident to me, even in the missed long-distance throws that Caleb Williams went to time and time again, they were just outside of DJ Moore's reach, just outside of Roma Dunze's reach. I like that, okay? Because a lot of the success we've seen from Caleb Williams has been at the line of scrimmage, middle of the field, and some of the gripes about him last year were his inaccuracy on the deep ball. Well, if I'm Ben Johnson, I'm saying, I like what I see at the line of scrimmage. I like what I see with the intermediate game. My young quarterback has cut his sack numbers more than in half, Adam. More than in half. I don't think you understand how important not taking sacks is in the National Football League. That was a priority. I love that. And today, the deep shots, as I was alluding to, it tells me that he's like trying to figure out what else. What next can we do with Caleb Williams? What other things can we do to be even more explosive? I think about this offense, one of the quietest top five offenses I've ever seen in the National Football League. They get no respect, no love. But here we sit every week and say they found a way to run the ball effectively. Caleb Williams in the second half, in 4 minutes, 2 minutes, finds a way to make things happen. This is a good football team, and I'm tired of pretending like they're not.
You know, Kyle brings up an interesting point. When you hear about the best offenses discussed around the NFL, you kind of just have a debate over Caleb Williams. Is he the guy? Is he not the guy? Can he live up to it? Can they win with him? But you don't ever really hear them just as an overall offense that's respected as one that has, you know, points per game, they're fourth in the NFL. Yards per game, they're fourth in the NFL. Rushing yards per game, they're second in the NFL. They're virtually a top five NFL offense. And when it comes to running the football, they're second. But you don't really hear it talked in that way, because I think Caleb Williams brings such a big shine, or he's very clickbaitable, if you will, that's where the discussion goes instead of what the team is doing overall and him operating it from a quarterback position. But again, what I saw, Caleb at the podium, Caleb seems like a nice guy, seems like an affable guy, even after losses, respectful, looks in the eyes of the media members. And at times, I found him to be somewhat smiley, even after games where I'm like, geez, I don't know how you have anywhere near that positive an attitude. Ben Johnson, on the other hand, days where I thought he would be more happy, like his first NFL win, it's like, that is a forced smile when Ben Johnson addresses the media, because it's his competitive nature. It's how he ended up with a very awkward back and forth between Aditi Kinkabwala on CBS Sports. But yesterday I thought, okay, Caleb is morphing into Ben, right? Like on the field, he looks more competitive. He looks more ornery, and I saw him more of a leader. And at the podium, he had more edge to him that I'm used to seeing. And I like it because I think he's setting an expectation. But here he is on the Bears, because they certainly lacked it Sunday, lacking a killer instinct to put a team away.
This team has yet to learn that killer instinct yet. Do you feel that?
Kevin
Meyer.
Yeah.
Do I
feel that?
Yeah.
I think part of it, because there you have to have a killer instinct to be in these games and finish these games the way we have. To fight all the way through and come out victorious, you have to have a sense of killer instinct. But for the idea of killer instinct speaking on when there's blood in the water, you know, we got to go and, you know, when the defense turns the ball over for us and we get the ball back, we got to put up 7 points. When they get three and outs, we got to put up 7 points. And that's a mindset and belief that we have to grow towards and get better at. And that's something that I was preaching on the sideline. And, you know, I'm going to keep preaching that because we have so much talent. We have so much belief. We have so much of a great coaching staff and, you know, all these different things. And there's not a time for me that I want to maximize the most than when I'm out here with these guys. And so having the killer instinct in those moments is really important to me and for us as a team, because, like I said, we got the coaching staff, we got the players, we got the talent. We just have to go out there and do it.
His teammates should listen to him, because if there's one guy that has the killer instinct, it's Caleb Williams. He's proven it. He's proven it in high school. He's proven it in college. And he now has the most game-winning drives ever in a single season by a Bears quarterback. Didn't necessarily deserve it yesterday. Got a great kickoff return, handed the ball off. So what? He certainly earned all the other ones. They should listen to him. Judson Richards with you on 670 The Score. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. And great clips loaded all day long on 670 The Score. And into this evening, by the way, the Bulls will try to knock off the Nuggets, who have won 7 in a row. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:45. Tip-off at 8 o'clock right here on The Score. Olin Krutz at 7 o'clock this morning. Brad Biggs at 8 o'clock. Clay Harbor at 9 o'clock with Molly and Ha. Dustin Rhodes will take over the pregame show in just about 22 minutes. So ice in his veins for Caleb Williams. Does that mean we have to call him Iceman? Do we like this? The feature on Fox. This was somewhat new to me. I'm like, did I miss the bus? Does Caleb have a nickname that I didn't know about it? Here's Caleb Williams on Fox on being Iceman.
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Ice man. I am dangerous.
That was not Caleb Williams. Did we fool you? That was my Iceman, the late great Val Kilmer and Tom Cruise. Here he is, the other Iceman.
I get up every single day to come in here and work for my teammates, work for the Chicago Bears, to be able to come out in these games and come out victorious and have those moments with these guys.
Let's go!
But, you know, got to keep that going.
Turn us up!
The Superman version of Caleb Williams.
Iceman.
It's Mr. Iceman.
Yeah, I'm a fan of it. It's a cool name. It's interesting, to be honest. When you think of ice, ice is still. Ice looks
Here's
calm.
Snap and play fake. Williams rolling to his left, running.
But underneath is pure energy. And that's the same mindset I have. You know, in those moments, I feel at my calmest on the outside. But there's a lot going on inside.
Underneath it is pure energy. Underneath the ice, underneath the water is pure energy. Caleb explained it pretty well. I just don't feel Iceman. Maybe because I'm stuck on Val Kilmer. I just like that you've got a quarterback where you hope he just is one name. He's just Caleb, right? Everyone knows who you're talking about when he's just Caleb. When you say Mahomes, you know who he's talking about. When you say Burrow, you know what they're talking about. And when you say Caleb, you hope that he is in that ilk. But it should be a working title. I think we need to keep working on this one. I don't think we should say. I know Luther Burden commented on Instagram and called him Iceman. Maybe it'll stick. Maybe it'll grow on me. Listen, if he keeps having ice in his veins and winning these late game comebacks, the nicknames, all the nicknames are going to stick for Caleb Williams. I've been thinking about the last time the Bears were 7-3, 2018. There are a lot of similarities between this team and that team. There's also one major difference. We'll talk about it.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming up next.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Proud of the guys. 7-3. That's nothing to snuff at. And as ugly as it can be at times, this group's just proven time and time again that when it's close there in the fourth quarter that we're capable of finding a way. So first division win on the road, and really proud of the guys for how they fought there at the end.
All right, that was Ben Johnson after the game. It'll be interesting to hear from him today. As a chance to watch the film, give us he didn't even attempt to dissect it all. The game for Caleb Williams, said he wanted to look at the film, but 19 points in all. I know that Ben Johnson isn't happy about the offense that they had. I think that Ben Johnson, the head coach, had a much better day than Ben Johnson, the play caller, as the Bears improved to 7-3, move all alone in the top of the NFC North after the Lions lose to the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. And so that's it, 7-3, and we'll talk about what's potentially coming our way Sunday as the Bears will host the Steelers at Soldier Field. You are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by BUC Bank and Great Clips coming up in just about 15 minutes. Dustin Rhodes will take over with the Mully and Haugh pregame show. Of course, Mully and Haugh coming your way at 5:30 this morning. They will talk to Olin Krutz at 7, Brad Biggs at 8, Clay Harbor at 9. Raheemy Harris and Grody coming your way midday. Anthony Heron will join them at 11 o'clock. Dan Weeder of The Athletic at 1. And then Spiegel and Holmes in the afternoon. Kurt Warner, Hall of Famer at 3 o'clock. Adam Hoge of CHGO at 5:25. Then don't go anywhere after that, because the Bulls will try to knock off the Denver Nuggets, who have won 7 in a row. They will take on Nikola Jokic, and that should be an interesting one in Denver, especially with the Bulls coming off of the double OT loss last night to the Utah Jazz. But the Bulls and the Nuggets coming your way at 8 o'clock tonight on The Score. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:45. But back to the Bears. You want to jump in, 312-644-6767. Have you had to recalibrate what you expect from this Bears team? I did not expect them to be at 7-3. In fact, I did expect a little bit more from the division, right? That's one of the things that we've watched unfold. The NFC North, you watch Dan Campbell, he just doesn't look as mean and rugged and look like someone who's going to bite your kneecaps off when he's got those readers on, because he is now the play caller for the Detroit Lions, because he benched John Morton, the new offensive coordinator that was set to replace Ben Johnson, and they mustered all of 9 points against the Philadelphia Eagles. A tough opponent, I know, but the Lions have averaged 33 points a game over the last 3 years, but that was when Ben Johnson was their play caller. And then you see the Minnesota Vikings, who won 14 games last year, and their quarterback position feels very much up in the air. So shifting times, things changing in the NFC North, and the Bears look to be the better because of it. Thinking about the Bears at 7-3 had me thinking about, well, not just the 2018 Bears, because they were 7-3, 10 games in back in 2012 as well. And in fact, both of those teams, 10-6, the Bears finished in 2012. They were 12-4, of course, the double doink in 2018. Both those teams were just 8-8 the following year. So it's a reminder, it's not just about winning one season, being successful, but it's also about, can you have sustained success? And that's what we'll be watching for Ben Johnson. But that 2018 team, the similarities, well, right out of the jump, the head coach and the quarterback. Matt Nagy was a first-year head coach, much like Ben Johnson. Mitch Trubisky, a second-year quarterback, much like Caleb Williams. But one of the interesting things about the 2018 team is for them to get to the playoffs, for them to amass 12-4, one, it was defensive-laden, but it also was a heavy cost, a heavy price for them to get there. And you all know what I'm talking about. That's the trade for Khalil Mack. Not only making Khalil Mack the highest paid defensive player in NFL history, so a big cost for you to get him, but the biggest cost is the 2 first round picks. So those 2 first round picks, you are, in a sense, paying for that particular season. There's a cost down the road. There's a cost laying in wait, right? It's almost like putting it on layaway a little bit. As far as what Ben Johnson is doing, everything is still intact from a first-round pick standpoint, right? I know they traded a 6th-round pick for a pass rusher recently. That's nothing like what we're talking about. And so that's one of the things we'll be watching for the Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles connection. As the Bears continue to move through this thing, yes, they have their draft picks, but how much do they recognize exactly who is put into place and how they match the system and the scheme? Sustainability is what we'll be watching for. But to look at the Bears and say, well, they haven't been this good, 7-3 since 2018, you look at it, and you understand how they got there, right? The 3rd-best overall defense. Khalil Mack was your defensive player of the year runner-up, but it cost them a pretty penny. This team isn't playing with house money by any means, right? The Bears are a billion-dollar organization. That's not house money. But you certainly feel like they are ahead of where you thought they would be. all the frustrations that you may have with the way that they've won games or struggles in the red zone, be impressed that the frustrations that you're having, they're coming via wins, right? The fallout of that, there isn't one. They are still finding a way to get it done. And I'll go back to where I started at midnight. What's refreshing to watch, even if it's taking until the final seconds of a game, is competency. What did the Bears pay for with giving, well, I think, Ben Johnson $14 million, which is an enormous amount for a first-time head coach, and it's why they jacked up your prices of buying tickets at Soldier Field. They paid for an offensive mind. The Bears are now a top-five offense, and they paid for competency. And what does competency get you in the NFL? It usually means you're winning one-score games. And the Bears have done a lot of that. Because I don't know how you felt when the Bears fell behind yesterday. There was a really interesting moment in the kickoff to Devin Duvernay. If you were thinking, oh man, they left the Bears too much time, you could see the video board in the background, and J.J. McCarthy was still being hugged as Duvernay took off 50-some yards and virtually set up a game winner in the blink of an eye. But even if Duvernay did not do that, you know what the Bears had? When I'm talking about competency, they had all of their timeouts. They had all three of their timeouts. So that means that Ben didn't burn one for a stupid decision. And that didn't mean that they, you know, challenged a play that didn't need to be challenged and they lost it. And I still thought, even if Duvernay returned it 20-some yards, I still felt like the Bears were going to win that game. And that is competency. And you know what? A little bit of that goes a long way, and you can find yourself in first place. The Score will be all over it all day. The Bears are in first place, 10 days away from Thanksgiving, and they are atop the division. Good stuff. Look forward to hearing the voice of Dustin Rhodes, and the Mollenhauer will follow you up after that, and the Score will be all over it all day. Nuggets and the Bulls coming up tonight as well. Grant Leader, great job by you, my friend. Thank you for all of your effort.
Thank you,
sir. I'm Judson Richards. Have a wonderful rest of the day, everybody.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.